Page 68. Listening Comprehension. Exercise A. Listen for details. Listen to 9 people being interviewed at an international job fair. Stop after each interview and match the interviewee with his or her qualification for a job. Listen again if necessary. Conversation 1.
Good morning.
Hello, I'm Sonia Espinosa. I'm interested in the job as director of the sports program, the one on the cruise ship.
Do you have any experience with sports programs or any special athletic ability?
Yes, I play tennis, golf, and I'm on a basketball team. I've won a few swimming contests, and I've been teaching swimming at a club for 5 years. I actually thought I would be an Olympic swimmer, but I'm not good enough for that.
Conversation 2.
Good morning. Please come in.
Thank you. I'm Silvano Lucastro. I'm interested in working in an international company, but I'm not sure what jobs might be available.
Okay, tell me something about yourself. What do you see as your strengths?
Well, I'm very logical. I can figure things out when other people can't. Whenever there is a problem, people bring it to me to look for an answer. I write everything down in a list and then think about every solution. It's a good way to solve problems.
Conversation 3.
Hello, please come in and have a seat.
Thanks.
Which job are you interested in?
I'm not sure. I don't have a family yet, and my English is pretty good. I'd love to work somewhere outside of the country for a while, but I don't have much work experience.
That's okay. We have jobs for people at every level. Please tell me about your qualifications.
Ever since I was a child, I've been great with my hands.
Manual dexterity. Can you tell me a little more?
Sure. People always tell me that I'm good at fixing things. I love to fix things that are broken.
That's great. I actually know of a nice position that might be just right for you. In the U.S., working for a Ukrainian piano company. Let me get your personal information. Please spell your name.
It's Ivan Martinovich. That's Martinovic.
Conversation 4.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm Agnes Lukens, and I'm a people person.
A people person? Could you please explain what you mean, Miss Lukens?
I just love working with people. And actually, people like working with me. And for me. They say I'm a good boss.
So, would you say you have strong leadership qualities?
I guess so. I manage people well, and my last 2 jobs have been in management. I'd like to know if there's anything available abroad. Maybe in Mexico? I can speak Spanish.
Let's have a look at the possibilities there.
Conversation 5.
Come in. You're Elena Burgess, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I see you have 2 jobs available for psychologists. I just finished my studies, and I'm not sure which job to apply for. This would be my first job.
Well, please tell me about yourself. What do you see as your strengths?
Strengths? Well, people say I have a lot of compassion.
You're compassionate? In what way?
I'm able to understand other people's feelings, to put myself in their shoes. I think I must have gotten that from my parents. Both my parents are psychologists, too.
Conversation 6.
Good afternoon. You must be Karen Trent.
Yes, I'm looking for a job.
Certainly, Miss Trent. What kind of experience do you have?
Well, I'm a painter. I painted the murals at the new design center reception area.
Really? Those are beautiful. I understand they won a prize. You do have a lot of talent.
Thanks. I actually have a teaching certificate in art, and I'd love to work with children. Is there anything available in Europe? I speak French and German as well as English, and I'd love a chance to practice.
Conversation 7.
Please come in and have a seat.
Thank you. I'm Ed Snodgrass, and I'm a student. I'm looking for some kind of a summer job. Maybe in Thailand? Would that be possible?
Asia. Well, let's see. Tell me something about your skills and abilities.
Well, I'm pretty young, but people have always said I have a lot of common sense.
Now, that does sound good. What specifically do you mean?
Well, I don't really have a lot of experience or skill, but I have a talent for just knowing what to do. Things seem pretty simple to me. I just seem to be able to figure out what to do when others can't.
Conversation 8.
Please come in and have a seat.
Thank you very much. I'm Akiko Uzawa. I've been working as a computer programmer, but I'm interested in moving to information technology. I see there is a job available with a multinational.
Yes, that's right. This would be a change for you, Mrs. Uzawa. What makes you feel you would be good at information technology?
Well, I went into programming because I was always good at math. I think with my background in mathematics, I understand the needs and problems of people in IT.
Conversation 9.
Hello, are you Mia Kim?
Yes, that's right. I'm currently working as a receptionist at a law firm, but I've just finished a course as a legal secretary, and I'd like to apply for the opening in Paris.
Paris? Do you speak French?
Yes. I have a good knowledge of French. My parents both worked in France for a Korean company, and I went to a French-speaking school.
What do you see as your strengths?
Well, I have a great memory for details, also for faces and facts. I hope you'll consider me for this job.